Hitler came over here, he settled over here. That was my mother's grandfather.
Yeah.
Well, he come from West County there, Tennessee.
So he came about 1856.
And don't you know, he only had 5 children come here, 4 boys and 1 girl. And my mother, they didn't know who their grandma was. And I asked Henry Kegley. Henry got down there in Greenup. And I asked Henry, and Henry said, "Why, you married a Mars?" And that, Herbert found for this 5 more boys and girls that never come here. They never know a thing about it.
I'll be darned.
No, never know a thing about it. You know, he found 5 more. And then he married Cynthia Webb, and she had 2 little girls, and him and her then, they had 2 boys, Ben and George. Maybe 12 children that they had, normally. No, yep. Herbert found where there's 5 more.
Yeah.
Man, Henry's children there, and never did know a thing about it.
Hmm.
Never did come here.
You ever hear of a Martha Day that lived around here?
Who?
Martha Day. She was a sister to John Porter and Alec Porter and all them. She was their sister.
Where'd she live at?
Martinsburg, someplace. Her husband died. Daniel Day was his name. And he died, and they went to the Masonic home in Louisville to live. Then they came back, I believe. And her name was Martha Day, and she had a son named William Day and Floyd Day. And they'd be about, they'd be a little older than you, maybe 10, 15 years older than you. And they had a daughter named Rebecca and a daughter, Lucy Day.
I've been practically all over this county, but I don't remember.
Never heard of them.
Run across the church.
Yeah. They might not have came back here to live. They lived here before that. That was back about 1880.
People change their names anymore.
Yeah?
I hold saves in Morgan County in 1916 for Jim McFarland, the Red Line.
Yeah?
And there's people up there named, a fellow named Peter Wolfenbarger. Well, I went, after that I went down and I worked for a fellow in Greenup County. And I come back from there, they changed their name from Wolfenbarger's. down there, I tended his cattle out there, and he'd sold a little black cow and calf to a feller on 10 days trial. And I don't know where I was working on the farm, somewhere I hadn't missed her. And the feller brought her back on me. We got talking, and he said he was from Ellett County, too. And I asked him his name, and he said Rowell was his name. Well, I said, I've been practically all over Ellett County, mules and cattle and wagons. And I said, if there's ever a Rowell in there, I never saw him or heard tell of him. Boy, he said, we used to go by the name of Rowe. I said, oh, yes, I'm akin to some of them. I said, I know them.
Yeah.
I bet he'd done something by the guys. And... there's a lot of Waddles. There's a girl asked me about if there's any Waddells up there in Ellett County, and I said, not one, I know good.
Yeah.
Well, when I come up home, I went to school with Waddles, the stuff in WADDLE Waddles. And when I come home, by gum, they changed their names to Waddell.
What?
So I told the girl, right, I never heard tell of one when I left here.
Yeah.
That people changed their names.
Ellick and John's father, Andrew Porter, he sold 150 acres to a Waddell in 1873 here in Ellett County.
What one did he sell to? John?
No.
Meredith?
Yeah.
Meredith Waddell?
Yeah. That was it. Meredith or Marison?
Meredith. There's them. They was
something
an old
like
man, old and named Murdy, and a young man named Murdy.
Well, this was 1873. Maybe it was the old one.
I know the old man, George Waddell. He come from North Kleiner.
He did?
Yeah. Jess Waddell, that's Alf Waddell's son. George Waddell was Jess's grandfather. Jess told me he married my half-sister older than me. Jess said he traded the farm for a wagon. I'm trying to come through. Oh, no land wasn't worth nothing.
Yeah? What, back in North Carolina?
I was reading in a book the other day before a fella bought a lot of land, 10 cents an acre. He went and selling it for a little more. Well, you know, it wasn't worth nothing.
Yeah?
Way back years ago.
Huh.
Like timber. Timber wasn't worth nothing. Now look what it's worth.
Yeah.
God, man, they have to build a house now. It cost him something.
Sure would.
I guess he'd build out of brick cheaper.
Just about, yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. My God, lumber's out of sight.
Yeah.
Well, God'd be paying them way up in there for logs to saw.
Yeah.
And what'd you say your dad's name was?
My dad's Don Porter.
Don.
Donald
Don,
Porter.
Whose son did you say he was?
Everett Porter, that lives in Globe. He's Jasper Porter's son, and Jasper's the son of Ellie.
Them Porters run that garage, are they?
Yeah, that's
who it is. We got there and get cars off of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's them.
They're preachers, ain't there, some of them?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my uncle that's a preacher.
The church house right there. Jim McFarlane used to go out there to church. I didn't know where Globe was till we got these roads in here.
Yeah.
We got the one out there at that garage. He used to go out there to church.
Hmm.
He was a, they're a Baptist, ain't they?
I don't know.
I bet you they're. John Porter, though, was a Methodist.
Yeah, he was a Methodist.
They may be a Methodist, I couldn't tell you.
I guess John Porter's dad was a Methodist preacher, too.
I wouldn't doubt it. And they come from Virginia, did they, some?
Yeah, Grayson County, Virginia. It's right next to Wythe County.
Well, they sure was. The old man Sam Leedy, he come from there. And old Henry Cagney, and Joel Cagney, they come from there. And I don't know where the Flanders come from.
Are you talking about that preacher out there, that Porter, that what denomination he was? Yeah. Aren't they that Pentecostal Holiness?
I don't think so.
They had that tent over here on Mock Ridge, didn't they?
Yeah, sounds like them.
Yeah, they had a big, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, they had a tent over there, and I was thinking it said something about
Pilgrim Holiness?
Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe that's where I got the P from. It was some kind of holiness, I believe.
Might be. My grandpa's that.
I think that was what it was, because my sister-in-law and brother come from Fleming County. And went over there one night with my uncle over here on my friend James Canster. And
yeah.
Pauline said when she first, you know, they go over here, this Watson Baptist. And she said when she first walked up, you know, and saw that over the tent, said she thought, oh, what have I got into, you know. And she said that it really surprised her, you know. You hear all of this, all day. Get down and they roll on the ground and this and that, and I have been in churches, in holiness churches, that they have done that very thing, and I'm not lying. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it until I saw it. We was living in Weston Salem, North Carolina at the time, and I went with my babysitter was an old lady, and
yeah.
Jamie Lee was about 3 years old, and she begged me to go with them to their Christmas service. And I went, and you just couldn't believe it unless you saw it yourself. But Pauline told me, said, I thought, oh, what have I got into? But she said they really, I forget who it was that preached that night, whether it was that Porter boy or who it was, but Pauline said they really done some good preaching and said they had a real good service, said it wasn't anything like she had heard, you know, that
yeah.
It was. So she was real well pleased. And I think Uncle James and Aunt Ruth went just about every night. They really, you know, took a big hand.
Yeah.
And what was that? Did the old man Porter, the daddy of all these, did he have every brother come here?